that are unique to green foods, that cannot be duplicated by other foods, is the ability to alkalize. Now, the ability to alkalize is one of the most powerful effects that will interrupt the incubation of carcinogenic substances.
Okay, thank you for tuning in to the Health Discovery Show, sponsored by Platinum Health Products. This is David Sandoval, and many of you might know me from my previous endeavors in radio, or perhaps you've seen me on one of the many TV shows we've been doing, or read my book. Either way, I want to let everybody know that I will be here each and every Thursday, answering questions that come to me from various places, whether it's from a live lecture or while I was on the road doing one of my other events. We get some really interesting questions from folks, and we hope that we could answer those. And doing so, other people who might have similar questions are going to be helped as well. Again, my name is David Sandoval, typically joined in this on this show with and by Shadonna Brewer, who is out today handling some personal matters, so I will be flying solo at this time. I'm going to put the call into moderator, which will allow me to mute out the background noise that comes from some of our listeners. And we have a lot of exciting news to talk about today. First of all, we will be having another live event in Long Beach, California. This is within the next 2 weeks, so if you have anybody who might be interested out in California, please do let them know. We have the March event that we still have rooms available at the Oasis Retreat in, of course, the Sierra Mountains, which are 2 to 3 hours north of our operations here in Long Beach. Amazing, pristine, and beautiful environment. We also have, of course, the new book out, The Healing Miracle of Green Food. Tape has become the Green Food Bible, which is in a book form. So if anybody is interested in that, that would be fantastic. We seem to have some background noise still. I'm not quite sure how. I would like to ask everybody to please hit *6 at this time just to mute out any background noise. Excellent, thank you. Now, we have a lot of questions that have come up from the folks who have written in, and some of them are fairly simple and some of them are more complex. One person asked about the new ionic trace minerals. They wanted to know whether or not those are safe to mix with the other products that we have. And I have to say that I would mix ionic trace minerals with any of our juices, anything like a green juice, the carrot juice, the cherry juice, the aloe juice. I would feel very comfortable mixing it with any of the juices. I probably would not mix it with any of the fiber products, any of the fibrous products. I probably wouldn't mix it with, let's say flax seeds, and I wouldn't mix them with daily fiber blends, and I wouldn't mix them with herbal fiber blends, and I wouldn't mix them with any of our tablets or capsules. But any of our juices, I definitely would feel comfortable mixing them with, but not the grain products. I wouldn't necessarily mix it with rice bran solubles or activated barley when you're making those. I think that it's better to mix it with the green juices, the aloe, or the cherry. So I hope that that is a answer to that question. We had another question that came in, and they were asking why we always recommend the aloe and the cherry together. And they were wondering, you know, if that's, you know, what if they wanted to take the aloe earlier in the day and the cherry later, etc. Well, there are actually 3 reasons why we recommend taking the aloe and the cherry together. One reason is because the cherry, and this is perhaps a reason why I originally recommended it, the cherry does have about 15 grams of sugar, which is less than any other beverage, and it's also less than a piece of fruit, but it does have 15 grams of sugar, and by adding the aloe to it, you help the body deal with that sugar a lot more efficiently, and I think it's great for stabilizing the sugars in the cherry. And originally I asked people to take the cherry and the aloe together because I thought it might help significantly with that. But then I learned some other amazing things. I also, by the way, recommended the aloe and the cherry together because I thought the two of them were so incredible at helping create young-looking skin. The aloe vera itself has a clinical study that shows that it increases... that it increases basal keratinocyte activity in the blood and in the epidermal layer, and that leads to younger, fresher looking skin almost at all times. And so that allows for the cherry, which is loaded with antioxidants, to also work synergistically. So when the cherry, which is loaded with antioxidants, is combined with the aloe that is really moving nutrients into the epidermal layer, I thought that was a beautiful complementary way to lead to younger, fresher looking skin. But then I found out something more important, and that is in conjunction with another benefit that we are aware of about the aloe. Now, our aloe vera has the amazing ability to suspend antioxidants in blood serum for 2 to 3 times longer than those antioxidants might otherwise be suspended in blood serum. And because the tart cherry is loaded with antioxidants, it is incredibly complementary for the aloe vera, which suspends antioxidants in blood serum for a significant time, to be used together. Then a study came out from Milan University, and that study showed that people who had elevated levels of melatonin in their blood would not get breast cancer nearly as often as people that had suppressed levels of melatonin in their blood. Melatonin is an antioxidant. So when you realize that aloe vera helps suspend antioxidants in blood serum 3 times longer than they typically might be in blood serum, and when you realize that melatonin is an antioxidant in blood serum that is really amazing at fighting breast cancer, and so if you add the aloe to the cherry, then it suspends melatonin in the blood serum longer, thus increasing the benefit, and this makes for the complementary effect of these two to be realized. I have to ask a question. Somebody somehow has dialed in on the moderator line. I don't know how, but you've got noise in your background, and you've got to hit *6 because it's making it very difficult for me to conduct this call. Thank you very much. And also, I don't know how you got the moderator line PIN code number. The only person who should be dialing in on the moderator line is myself, and everybody else needs to dial on 8246, okay? So when you hit the 212-461-5800, you need to then hit 8246. And I'm afraid that someone might have accidentally given you the moderator line, and I'm going to ask for you to please lose that one and only use the 8246. That would be really, really helpful. So thank you for that. The other question someone asked me is about tumors, and what are tumors? Are tumors cancer? And there's a big confusion about that. I bet most people think that tumors are cancer, but in reality, tumors are, they could actually be lifesavers. Tumors could actually be the thing that saves you from getting cancer. You see, tumors can be accumulations of cancer toxins in cells, and those cells would otherwise be running rampant all around the body. And so malignant and benign tumors can be shrunk with herbs and other nutrients and treatments. And so tumors are actually precancerous if the tumor isn't treated and the cancer cells begin to migrate out of the tumor and circulate around the body, and sort of like seeds, they'll plant themselves in the body, and then you'll get cancer systemically all throughout the body. But in reality, tumors themselves become like little pockets of cancer-causing cells, and the body is holding them into those pockets in order to protect your body from them. And that is really, really important, very important, because in doing so, we could treat the tumor and that is precancerous many times, even if they are malignant. That just, you know, is not, again, as bad as it sometimes sounds. Another person wrote in, they said, what could I do about tinnitus? Tinnitus is ringing in the ears. We get this question a lot. For tinnitus, I recommend two things. First of all, you need to lower your blood pressure and reduce your cholesterol. Things like saturated fats, caffeine, table salt, and white sugar, sugars, these all increase the effect of tinnitus. If you want to reduce the effect of tinnitus, ginkgo biloba is the best thing. I recommend our Revivitol. Our product called Revivitol could be very, very good along with spirulina. So if you take Revivitol and our spirulina, that really helps tinnitus. But you also want to lower your blood pressure and reduce your cholesterol. And we do have hypertension battle plans available absolutely for free. Another person said, you know, I have a toothache and it hurts whenever I inhale cold air or drink cold drinks. Well, the bottom line is you need to avoid the cold drinks. A natural painkiller in the mouth is cayenne pepper. You could actually take cayenne and put it directly onto the area that's been affected. Sometimes toothaches are caused by food that we don't realize is lodged, and so flossing regularly might be one reason, one way to help toothaches. And also, if you rub an ice cube from 5 to 8 minutes over an area on the back of the hand where the thumb bone meets the forefinger bone, sometimes that takes away toothache. It's called the ice trick. Again, you rub an ice cube for 5 to 8 minutes over the area on the back of the hand where the thumb bone meets the forefinger bone, right in that little cusp. And you could also put pressure with your finger there, but rubbing ice there oftentimes takes away toothache. So there's a little bit of advice for that. Another person writes and they say, what could I do for shingles? Well, obviously for shingles, we want you to put our aloe vera on the outside. I want you to rub it on the blisters. You could also dab a little bit of hydrogen peroxide on the blisters. You could use a cold, wet washcloth to apply relief from the pain. You could also take our minerals, our colloidal minerals, and you could mix them with the aloe vera and with the hyaluronic acid. And if you take our liquid minerals and put them with our hyaluronic acid and our aloe vera and rub them on the shingles, that works phenomenally. But to get rid of the shingles, to help fight the shingles virus itself, obviously our Virus-Shore is really, really amazing. The Virus-Shore is made out of foods, various foods that actually help reduce the colonies of the viruses. It stops them from macro agglomerating, and it also stops them from being able to multiply rapidly. And when you slow down the replication and you stop the macro agglomeration of the virus, then it actually goes away, and it can stay away for some time. I had another person who was asking about sinus blockage. They said they have greenish and yellowish mucus. Well, that indicates an infection. When you have green or yellow mucus, you do and are suffering from an infection, which I recommend, the Immunomax. The Immunomax is really filled with some of the most amazing immune-boosting herbs that you're ever going to find. I originally created Immunomax because it is... I originally created Immunomax and designed it for the people who suffer from HIV. And for the people who suffer from HIV, this is the most potent natural herbal combination they're probably ever going to find. But we also find that it works for a lot of other problems. For example, it's a tremendous booster of the immune system in almost every instance, for every cold, flu, etc. So we really hope that people will use that. You can also take a nasal douche. Now, what I recommend is that you take a half a teaspoon of a mineral salt, like a Celtic sea salt or something like that, and you take a half of a teaspoon and you dissolve it into 8 ounces of warm water. And then you actually put it directly into the nasal passage. You could do that with a tube. You could do it with a, a douche apparatus or a neti pot, and that will actually flush the sinuses. It'll rinse them and cleanse the sinuses, and that's something that many people, are not typically used to. They're not typically used to actually flushing and washing that out. Another person said they suffer from restless leg syndrome. That's a neurological condition. It's often an ant-like crawling feeling followed by involuntary leg movements, most of the time in bed, but it could also happen, when you're just sitting. There's high levels of uric acid are usually responsible for that. Pre-diabetic conditions are also responsible for that. Women who take birth control pills or have an iron deficiency anemia, people who drink caffeinated drinks, and people who have folic acid deficiencies, all are going to have those type of again, someone, please, whoever it is that's on the line, please hit *6. You're making a lot of noise, and it's making it difficult for the rest of us to hear. So someone somehow, again, is on the wrong line, and it's making it very difficult for this show to continue. So please, *6, your lines. So again, on the restless leg syndrome, I strongly recommend that you have a lot of green drinks. The green drinks will flush the uric acid, they'll help control the diabetes, and they'll reverse the iron deficiency anemia. You could also stop drinking caffeinated beverages. The green drinks will increase folic acid and B9 as well. So for restless leg syndrome, strongly recommend a regimen of green drinks. So that's something you definitely can look to as, as a very good guide to how to deal with that problem. Now, someone else said that, they were wondering what they might do for, their respiratory ailments. Well, the Immunomax is phenomenal. Other things that have been shown to work are cider vinegar, comfrey, elderberry, green tea. Those things have all helped with the respiratory problems, but the Immunomax is a problem that I recommend more than anything. A lot of people call and they ask about psoriasis. Well, psoriasis is like a low-level autoimmune disease. A lot of people don't realize that. It is a low-level autoimmune disease. It has, it's characterized by silvery scales, and they have a 4-day cell life, and it, a lot of times it's triggered by stress. So you get this buildup of cells that are really hyperactivating. They're not cancer, but instead of taking a long time to develop, they're developing really fast. Sometimes having taken penicillin in your lifetime or been exposed to poison ivy, having candida or having a stressed out liver, having poor protein digestion or low levels of stomach acids, leaky gut syndrome, wearing synthetic clothing even can contribute to that. But the consumption of dairy products and eggs, wheat are probably the things that contribute. So if you're having psoriasis, try to avoid eggs and dairy products and wheat products, and I think that you'll be doing a lot better. I had another person write in, and they asked Dave, what can we do about phlebitis? Well, it's also called thrombosis phlebitis. It's a painful blood clotting. It's an inflammation of the veins of the legs due to poor circulation. Now, a lot of people recommend aspirin, but what we believe is that increasing the circulation is the number one answer to that. So we recommend our heart aid. Our heart aid is absolutely phenomenal, along with exercise. If you begin to exercise, walk, or use a rebounder and take the heart aid, I think that, and massage is good as well, I think that you're going to find that, that you could definitely avoid those problems and have a very remedial take this remedial action, you'll see a significant difference. If you worry about parasites, you've got to go on a no-sugar diet. And taking something like crushed garlic and warm skim milk as an enema also will help relieve different parasites and worms. MSM has a lot of sulfur in it, so you could simply drink cabbage juice, a lot of cabbage juice. That helps as well. If you're in tropical environments, eat a small piece of papaya leaf after every meal. After every single meal, eat papaya leaf, and that will, and you can just chew it. And you could also eat the black seeds inside the papaya, because papaya kills and digests all intestinal parasites. Papaya can be used to cure intestinal infections as well. But when you're having that papaya, have a very low protein diet. So again, papaya seeds and papaya leaf are very, very good, for parasites. Acidophilus, like our probiotic blend, the aloe vera, is also great for parasites, as is black seed. Black seed is a great natural remedy against parasites, but we recommend the daily fiber blend as well. So that's something that you could really, really get your teeth into, I guess, as they say. And as far as the parasites go, it'll just help them literally to be flushed from your body. A lot of people have nail fungus, and for this you've got to have a lot of healthy probiotics. Our advanced probiotic blend is very, very important, but also we have a product called Hair, Skin, and Nails. If you take the Acidophilus of the advanced probiotic blend and some raw coconut oil, along with our digestive enzymes, I think that you're going to find that this is going to be really, really good for your nail health. Again, Immunomax has been shown to help as well. Muscle wasting. Muscle wasting affects elder people. They could no longer begin to build muscle. It starts happening as early as your mid-30s. And we actually have a product that is clinically proven to help with muscle wasting. It's called the Master Amino Acid Complex. The Master Amino Acid Complex was developed by Professor Luca Moretti, and Dr. Moretti actually did a significant amount of research and found that the availability of his protein is 99% available, and it doesn't affect the kidneys. And one of the reasons for muscle wasting is when the kidneys stop effectively helping you to digest and process protein. And so muscle wasting can be reversed very, very easily by something as simple as taking the Master Amino Acids and doing some light exercise. So I hope that everybody is going to benefit from that information. Now, folks, that does run through the questions that I had in the mailbag for today. I hope that the answers were going to help other people who are listening and have questions about similar subjects. Remember, if you want to pose a question on the show, just give us a call at 888. That's 888-PHP-Order.com, 888-PHP-Order.com. And we could definitely help you out. That's 747-6733, 888-747-6733. Again, I want to thank everybody for having listened so far, and I'm going to unlock the phone lines. If anybody has a live question for me, I'll be happy to take those now.
Hello.
Hi. I have a question about the ionic elements.
Okay.
I just received mine, and they are the most fabulous minerals I have ever had. And is it okay, because I wanted to give them to my elderly mother, like adding them to her tea? Does that take away from their...
Not at all. That'll be fantastic.
Okay. And I just wanted to say, for anyone that hasn't gotten them, it really feels like that they're inside the body. Like other minerals I've had, it feels like they're kind of outside trying to get in. And these feel like they're right away on the inside, and they're so absorbable and assimilable. And I just...
More than any other mineral ever.
And I slept so well last night.
Nice.
And they're absolutely fabulous.
Wow. Well, thank you for that commentary. We truly do appreciate it. Does anybody else have a comment or a question? We've got a couple minutes before I've got to go. great. Well, I want to thank everybody. I know that there's was an actually pretty decent listening audience today. I heard a couple dozen beats coming through, and I hope that everyone will continue to tune in. Again, this is all about questions and answers. We take your questions. We hope that we have the answers, and hopefully you could let other folks know about this. There is a replay line. I wish that usually Shadonna recites that. I wish that I knew it off the top of my head, but it definitely is capable and possible to listen. You can call 888-747-6733, and they can tell you how you could listen to this again if you like on the replay line starting tomorrow. And you could also let other folks know that they could listen to it for one full week until the start of next week's show. So until then, thank you all very much. I hope you have a wonderful Thursday. And remember that today is the most important day of your life because it is the first day of the rest of your life. And it is never, ever too late to improve your life. It's never too late to become a better person. It's never too late to reach out across the table and extend a hand of love, of forgiveness, to the person sitting across from you. So remember that, and that will be, in addition to nutrition, something that will improve the quality of your life. God bless you, everybody. Bye-bye.